Rose, a Border Patrol member shot an armed individual in Minneapolis on Saturday. Minneapolis officials have since identified the individual as a 37-year-old man who is a resident of Minneapolis and believed to be a U.S. citizen. The Department of Homeland Security says the suspect was armed with a gun and two magazines. Greg Bovino, the U.S. Border Patrol commander at large, held a news conference explaining the actions of Border Patrol agents on the scene as this individual approached them.
An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots.
Roughly 140 million people were under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England. Peter O'Leary is the mayor in Chimney Rock Village, North Carolina.
We haven't had a major event since Hurricane Helene. And that, of course, that was extremely traumatic and the worst event any of us have lived through. But to have another storm bearing down on us is certainly creates some anxious feelings. And we're just preparing the best we can to face that.
Airlines are putting out a warning for passengers traveling.
They're hoping you can reschedule your flights as the big winter storm threatens to disrupt operations and force widespread cancellations. Many airlines are offering travel waivers as ice, snow, and strong winds will be sweeping across major hubs and regional airports in the south, east, and central part of the U.S. At least 1,700 flights scheduled throughout Friday and Saturday have already been canceled.
This is SRN News. The two biggest nations on earth are unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal, but it would only establish a 25-foot limit. This is SRN News. There's been another strike on a suspected drug boat.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed two people, leaving one survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Army helicopters won't be sharing airspace with commercial airliners near Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. anymore. The federal government says temporary rules imposed after last year's collision of an airliner and an Army helicopter to improve the safety of the crowded airspace around D.C. are being made permanent. The FAA took steps to make sure that helicopters and airplanes would no longer share the same airspace around Reagan National. More details at srnnews.com.